I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Evacuations have started in earnest in Lebanon as Israelis clash with the Hezbollah guerrillas. World Ventures' missionary team is on the list, but according to spokesman Jeff Denglinger, they had plans to leave prior to the instability. The situation has fine-tuned their focus.
Ministry has shifted to calls of encouragement, calls for prayer, and trying to make contingent plans for next steps. How should the seminary respond and offer ongoing training, but also offer a message of peace in the midst of conflict?
Meanwhile, a missionary team in Papua New Guinea with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism is working on putting hymns and choruses in the vernacular. This project is the result of the success of their church planting work. A new church is being planted in the region of Bantz. A number of adults pray to receive Christ during the week, pray about their discipleship in the local churches. They're likely to grow as a result of ABWE's efforts in reconciliation ministry and leadership training. And helping with Russian Ministry's summer camp program is a life-changing opportunity, not only for the workers, but also for the kids who attend, says Russian Ministry's Lorraine Triggs.
Many of these children are street children and orphans, or are from really poor family situations. And the camps and our national workers make it a point to invite kids who live in orphanages to the camps. So the camps really are meeting significant needs in the lives of children and young people.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Congratulations to KDAZ listener Frank Haley of Albuquerque, New Mexico. He was the winner of the MNN 15th anniversary trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th. You can join Frank and me by signing up at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.